That's our friend Frank Catalano right there. Chicago's very own saxophone virtuoso, internationally famous sax player. He's been on the show a number of times. He's a dear human being. But beyond that, one of the most talented musicians on the planet Earth breathing today. And this would be your cool Jazz Cat weekend, wouldn't it, Frank? Because this would normally be the jazz fest part of the summer season. This is going to be the end of the summer outdoor concert season in Grant Park, and or at the band, at, you know, any of the public stuff here. What are you going to do?
Well, last year I had a lot of fun playing the Chicago Jazz Festival, and I think I first played it in 98 or 1999, somewhere in there, doing a two tenor set with my mentor, saxophone great Von Freeman. So I always love, as well, like you, always love the Chicago Jazz Festival and being there. And I am very happy, though, even though the Jazz Fest isn't going on this year, that I am playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week at Andy's Jazz Club, which is, like, one of the best jazz clubs ever. And I've been playing there for so long, too, and I love it so much. So we're still going to have a ton of fun this
year. So that's on Hubbard, right? That's on Hubbard East of State Street.
Exactly, 11 East Hubbard.
Yeah, and now is that outdoors? How are you doing that?
Nope, it's inside, and I've done that a couple times over the past month. They built like a plexiglass shield for me. It's going to be me, my bass player Greg Geary, and my piano player Tom Weitzis, and it's just going to be as a trio, so that we are each, you know, 6 feet apart, and it's gone well when we've done it, and Andy's has been super cool and extremely precautionary about making sure everything is cleaned and everyone is apart. So obviously we won't be anywhere near you know, full capacity, because they have to make sure that the tables are far apart and whatnot. But, you know, the last few times that I've played there, even under the COVID precautions, it's been super fun, and myself and everyone has had a great time, and we'll do it again, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So as a cool jazz cat who traveled all over the world, you know, with a hat and a saxophone and the sunglasses, it's really, honest to God, you're right out of The Simpsons. I want to know, what are you doing now? I mean, have you been able to travel at all?
Well, I've been just kind of staying put. I still, you know, my wife and I still have our house here in Bucktown, and about 4 years ago or so, you know, we bought a condo in Greenwich Village, and we were actually for a while spending more time in New York, but basically, you know, all of my, you know, regular concerts at Birdland and everywhere in New York, you know, has been canceled because those venues are still shut down. Mm-hmm. And all my European and Asian concerts have been shut down. We were supposed to be in Singapore last week. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. So we've just been in Chicago, and, you know, concerts kind of started back up in full effect recently with these Andy's ones, St. Charles Jazz Festival next week, New Epiphany Performing Arts Center the week after that. So things, you know, have now started bouncing back, I feel. But, of course, you know, New York is still very shut down. And, of course, you know, Chicago here, we're, you know, at definitely limited capacities with a lot of rules and restrictions. But at least things are, you know, now starting to kind of bounce back, I feel.
I hope so. I hope so for you. And I know Europe is starting to come back a little bit. I know you're a huge act there. And that would be, that's all these musicians who are, you know, working concert musicians. Obviously, you've got records as well. But the people who, that's where you make your money now, is in live music. It's really been a rough 6 months. And a lot of people are freaked about when it's going to actually come back. There's some people who are not even able to get tour dates until the fall of next year, let alone the spring. So, well, we wish you the best, Frank Catalano, cool jazz cat, Chicago's very own. And yes, the Chicago Jazz Festival will not be held this weekend, but you can go see Frank Catalano and his trio at Andy's, which is just east of State Street on Hubbard. And it's definitely, I'm telling you, you drop a few edibles and you sit there and you just, you wake up a couple days later. It's a completely completely agree. And it's all legal now, Frank. It wasn't for years. Now it is. All right.
I know. It's pretty mean. I've still been drinking my Drambuie martinis, but all this new stuff is sounding pretty fun, too. So who knows?
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. All of a sudden, what if you lost all your power? You did an edible, and then all of a sudden, I don't know how to use my fingers anymore. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Okay.
As always.
You.
Okay. We got the traffic and the weather right now. Here's Mary Vanderbilt.